very special guest today with us. His name is Kyle Olson. He is the founder and CEO of the Education Action Group Foundation, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization with the goal of promoting sensible education reform and exposing those with a vested interest in maintaining the status quo. He's a regular guest on the Fox News, Fox Business, NPR, MSNBC, a filmmaker, a contributor on BigGovernment.com, and a Michigan State Spartan. Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, tell us about your organization a little bit, if you would.
Sure. Education Action Group started about 4 years ago, and we promote school spending reform and union accountability. And so what we look at is how public schools across the country are spending our dollars, taxpayer dollars, on health insurance policies, all different step increases, collective bargaining agreements, all those types of things to really show the public exactly where dollars are going. And that's so critical right now because as we're seeing school districts and states cut budgets, we're showing there are better ways to spend money. And so we're encouraging school districts and state legislators to do that.
You know, I believe if a school is taking, and of course public schools do, are taking local funds or state funds or federal funds or a combination thereof, every single day ought to be started with the pledge and a pledge of allegiance, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Tell me how you feel about that.
Sure, I think that's a great idea. I mean, our country was founded on principles of limited government, freedom, embracing freedom in things that we do. And yet what we're seeing in our public schools is curriculum and lesson plans that are running contrary to that. For example, our organization just launched a campaign where every Friday we're going to be releasing a different lesson plan that is looking at what we characterize as indoctrination. And so we've got one that's coming up about the Black Panthers. There's a teacher in Seattle who has a part of his curriculum. Basically, the question he should be asking is, what would the Black Panthers do? Because he takes the principles of the Black Panthers and he asks his students, how can we relate these to the problems that we have today?
Outrageous.
And then there's just all sorts of stories going on around the country. Another one is we were obviously very closely following what was going on in Wisconsin and Madison in particular. And the one that we're releasing on Friday is of a Madison teacher who brought the protests into her classroom, and the kids were just saying ridiculous things about Governor Scott Walker, how he was going to deport them, and all of these ridiculous things. And it's very clear you've got some very far-left radical teachers that are bringing their philosophy and their agenda into the classroom in an attempt to really warp the minds, in my judgment, of very young children to get them to believe these things so they can fundamentally change America.
You know, listening to you, I can't imagine a more important mission than the one that you have. That is unbelievable, that story about the Black Panthers, and we definitely need this. We need this. So in terms of that's called Indoctrination Friday series, right?
That's correct, yep.
Was there anything else that our listeners would find outrageous like the Black Panthers that off the top of your head?
Well, there's another one that we're going to be releasing about it's, and we actually have video of it, of kids learning how to collectively bargain in the state of California.
And really?
This curriculum was developed by the Los Angeles School District and the Los Angeles Teachers Union. We actually obtained it from the California Department of Education, and it's several hours of learning how to collectively bargain. And so we're releasing this video in the next couple of weeks, but it has one of the more interesting parts is that it's got a music video within this, and it's talking about, you know, basically how evil capitalism is and you know, the workers are the ones that built America, and yet it's the evilest, you know, the evil capitalist pigs that are benefiting, and it's just really incredible stuff. And again, this is the type of thing that is happening in public schools. Not every single public school, but far too many. And parents need to be aware of this. They need to be on top of what is being taught, what their kids' minds are being filled with. And if they don't like it, then they need to stand up and speak out and try to change it.
To be fair, the city of Los Angeles, California, they also gave you tapes when they were explaining capitalism and free market and how that made America great. They gave you those tapes as well, right?
Of course, yeah.
Obviously, I'm being facetious. They don't exist, right? Yeah, unbelievable. Tell me this. You're a filmmaker. You made a film called Kids Aren't Cars. Tell us about that.
Sure, Kids Aren't Cars. All the different episodes can be seen at kidsaren'tcars.com. And what we did was we really took a hard look at the public education system and realized that it's like an assembly line where kids are put on a kindergarten or first grade and they kind of bounce along and they graduate and we don't really know what we're going to get. And so there's very little accountability both for kids and adults. There are public schools that have a policy called social promotion where it doesn't matter what you know, but if you're a certain age, you are automatically passed along to the second grade or to the next grade. And so that just puts kids further and further behind. And so we told stories like a graduate of Detroit Public Schools who walked across the stage and couldn't read his own diploma. And we met him at a literacy clinic where the executive director there estimated that she's helped 11,000 graduates since 1984. And so we have public schools in America that have major problems, both academically and financially. And the point of Kids Aren't Cars was to dig into those issues, expose them, and then hopefully rally people to do something about it.
I think I know the answer to this question already, but I'd love to hear your answer. What do you think of the Obama administration's Department of Education?
Well, I think what they're attempting to do is expand federal authority and just continue throwing money at the problem, and it doesn't do anything. I mean, you look at the stimulus funds. Half of the stimulus funds went to save public education jobs, and then when that wasn't enough, they passed another stimulus strictly for education. And what is the result of that? I mean, they protected jobs, which is their agenda, but they didn't do anything for student achievement or holding adults accountable. And so I see they have made a few baby steps in the right direction, but in terms of implementing radical reform or encouraging individual states to implement radical reform, there hasn't been anything towards that. And now what we'll see is the National Education Association next week will endorse President Obama for re-election, and he will just, for as little as he stepped out of the union mentality, he's just going to fall right back into the union mentality because he needs their endorsement and their funds for re-election.
I've got time for one more question. It's two parts. First, is education fixable, or public education fixable in the United States? And if so, if you were president for a day and you could have your way, what would you do to fix it?
Sure. I think that there are some pockets. Detroit, for example, are not fixable. They're just absolutely rotten to the core. And so I think what needs to happen is states and local school districts need to embrace school choice, and they need to, at some point, they need to come to the conclusion that, look, we have failed, the system has failed, and we need to allow these kids to go to the school that best meets their needs, and so they will give them a voucher or an opportunity scholarship or whatever you want to call it, but they will go and get a quality education, so then when they become adults, they can be an asset to society and not a liability.
You know what? I cannot imagine a more important mission than the one that you've embarked on. You're a great advocate for our children, and you're a great American. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Great. Thanks.
All right. And just before you go, and I know you're still with me, tell me it's kidsaren'tcars.com, right?
That's right.
And then you have kyleolson.org as well.
Yep, kyleolson.org is my personal site where I put a lot of my blogs. And then if people want to follow a lot of the other things that we're doing, I would encourage people to visit publicschoolspending.com.
Publicschoolspending.com. We'll put links to all three on our website. Kyle, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
For having me.
We just had